Name the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Today, my beloved, is a big holiday for everyone. Every Orthodox Christian is today has his name's day. Today is All Saints' Day. The celebration is always 1 week after the Troitsa, or after the coming down of the Holy Spirit. The Lord, the Church showed that the gifts of the Holy Spirit had produced so many thousands and thousands of saints, my beloved. And today we're celebrating all the saints. Next week we're going to be celebrating only the saints of the nation in which we live. And my beloved, today we heard the gospel, and the gospel that says very simple, that we are supposed to love God more than we love anybody. If we love the father or mother more than we love God, we're not worthy. But if we love our wife or children more than we love God, we're not worthy of him. This is what they said in today's gospel. So you have to remember. Also the Lord said that those who do not accept the cross that the Lord gives you and follow me is not worthy of me, and they cannot make it to the kingdom of heaven. St. Peter had said today, well, Lord, we have left everything. We followed you. What do we get? And the Lord said to St. Peter, well, when I will come in my glory to rule, then you will sit beside me in the 12 thrones to rule the 12 different nations of the Israelites. My beloved, the Lord said also that the last one is going to be first, and the first one is going to be last. This is what the old lesson for us, not to become proud, not to think that we are first in anything, just to take the last place. Just like in another parable, the Lord said once that when the person comes to dinner, a person will sit down in the high place. He figures that he is the big shot. And then when the host is going to come to me, he's going to take him and put him on the last place, because another one came in and he's going to put him in the first place. And the one that was worthy of having the first place, he sat at the last place. And this is what the Lord wants us to do. The Lord doesn't want us to be proud. The Lord doesn't want us to go and look down on anybody. Everybody that we see is always, we have to consider, is better than I am. And this is the spirit of meekness, and this is the spirit of humility that we have to develop. Then we will not judge anybody. Then we will not get angry at anybody if we are going to consider that they are better than me. And this is what we're trying to do, because then the Lord will put us in the first place if we are making ourselves to be in the last place. Remember that all the saints, what they did, some of them were martyrs, some of them were tortured, all kinds of tortures, pieces of body being cut off, the fingers, the toes, the arms, the legs, and the ears, and nose, and eyes, and all kinds of tortures they went through, the fire. They went through the fire. Some of them were actually burned, and then somebody quenched the fire. They went in the fire, and nothing happened to them. And someone was thrown to the animals, and the animals wouldn't touch some of them. And some of them, they would eat, and then, according to God's will. Whoever, and then there were so many unknown saints that have been living in the desert. So they're living in the mountains, in the big places. They were in caves, and no one knew about them. And they all are now in the kingdom of heaven, and we're celebrating their holiday. Yesterday in the service, as you have noticed, there was no mentioning of names of the saints. But next week we will have the names being counted, the ones that are in the Russian. Of course, in Greece it will be the Greek ones, and then the Serbia will be Serbian ones, and so on. But today, so many of the saints are that the church doesn't even know their names, and so we didn't mention any names. But you and me have to try to follow an example of the saints. An example of the saints, and try to get mad at oneself, not at anybody else, and to try to humble oneself and not somebody else. My beloved, let's try to follow in the footsteps of the saints. And now we're starting next week, we're starting the fasting for St. Peter and Paul. So let's try to fulfill those things that are required to us by the church. And may the prayers of all the saints help us to go on a narrow, thorny way that leads to the kingdom of heaven. Amen. God bless you.